with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is Richard Brissot, crime expert, talking about the top five crime trends that South Africans should know about. You've missed three already, but we'll put them on audio on demand for you. All right, Richard, let's get some number two. Where are we now? Number two, right?
No, we are now at number four already.
I mean, yeah, I'm counting down.
Two and two.
It's a countdown show.
Yeah, okay.
Martin's top five. Okay, so give us the fourth one.
What's going to happen is everybody's going to go, or most people are going to go on holiday this December. The dangers of driving at night, where they put spikes on the road and throw items from the bridges.
That is a big thing.
Correct, yes.
Spiking bridges and other ways of slowing you down.
Correct, yes.
And getting you to pull over.
That's right.
We've spoken about this before. If you do happen to get a blowout in an area where you don't feel safe, I mean, most cars, if you drive really slowly, you can keep moving.
Correct. A vehicle's tire or the rim can take a lot of punishment. How these robbers work is you obviously get the placer. He will place the spike covered with plastic bag or paper bag in the road, normally where your vehicle's tires are going to travel. They like fast lane. Where do all the nice cars drive? Fast lane. Danger times from about 10 o'clock at night till 4 o'clock in the morning. But it's easy to say drive slower, but we are South Africans. You know, 140 is our speed on the freeways.
Amen.
If you now drive over that spike, it's going to make a terrible noise, cluck, 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 and things. Yeah. You get a fright and you apply your brakes as hard as you can. That's a natural reaction. You must keep in mind the diameter of your wheel is, let's say, for example, 33 inch. Now you go over a spike, it deflates all the errors out. Now one of your tires is smaller than the other three. The vehicle is going to dip in the direction of the damaged tire. Now you apply the brake, so you're transferring most of your car's weight to the front. That's where the back of the vehicle wants to overtake the front. So if you go over that spike, do not hit the brakes that hard. Smooth on the brakes, fight the steering wheel. The vehicle is going to pull violently in the direction of the damaged tire. Let it roll, let it roll. You know, I did a case quite a while ago. A man drove with a Toyota Hilux Bucky 22 kilometers. And the rim was actually intact. Wow. You don't. That rim can take a lot of punishment. Be careful, people, if you also go to other provinces from Gauteng. We've had a couple of reports where they scatter bottle caps. You know your normal little cool drink bottle?
Yes.
They put screws and nails in them. They scatter them near the toll gates. Now, how the robbers operate is they hang around the toll gates. Danger times from about 7 o'clock. They like Friday nights when people go out of Gauteng coming back on Sundays. Mm-hmm. You drive over the little bottle cap, it gets stuck in your tire. In under 3 kilometers, you're going to have a flat tire. You're going to stop to repair. You do not think crime in this incident. So if you go through toll gates this December holiday, have a look at your car's odometer reading. It's not a lot of effort. It's basically just a glance. Let's say odometer reading is 100,000 kilometers. Suddenly you discover, oh, I've got a flat tire. Just keep the vehicle in motion. Try and get out of that 3 kilometer danger distance. They hang around every like 45 minutes. They drive 3 kilometers up the road, the robbers. The robber believes if we have not caught you in under 3 kilometers, you did not drive over one of the spikes or one of the bottle caps. Get to 5-6 kilometers. I know your brain says, but I'm damaging the rim. Your life is worth more than a car rim.
Sure. Bridges and overpasses?
Bridges, overpasses, what they do, especially the Rustenburg Road, is they like to stand on the bridges and they throw cement slabs from the bridge. How this works is you get a person sitting on the bridge. He scans the oncoming cars. 9 out of 10 times, how do they know it's a luxury car coming? Your vehicle's lights, those xenon lights. When you go past a certain marker, that robber shouts yes to his colleague that dumps the slab on the other side of the bridge. So the speed that you are traveling and the speed that the slab falls, you'll connect each other on the other side. If you drive roads like the Rustenburg Road and so on, familiarize yourself. You know, go on social media, find out where these danger roads are, what stretch of that road. If you're now on that road and you approach a bridge, as you approach, see the bridge coming up, do a lane change, and just as you go under the bridge, hit the brakes. You want to break that momentum. You know, we talk about this. I'm not going to mention the company's name, but I did training for them quite a while ago. And I put a bit of emphasis in their drivers. They go out if trucks break down to go and fix the truck. So they're basically mobile mechanics, if you can call it that way. And the man was driving on the Rustenburg Road. And he said, I went through under two bridges, Richard. I didn't do what you said. And for one or other reason, by the third bridge, I did exactly what you said. The cement slab was thrown. The man misjudged his distance a bit, the driver. The slab went through the Ford Ranger's window, broke the side pillar, broke his shoulder, through the seat, through the back cap, through the metal canopy. We picked up the metal the cement slab about 800 meters further on. If that man did not do what we told him, it wouldn't have decapitated him, dechested that individual.
Right, let's get to the final one. Top five crime trends that South Africans should be aware of. If you miss them, relax. We'll put them up on audio on demand. It's well worth sharing around, especially going into the silly season, yes. Right? Most of us just want to get out of here. But don't forget these very important pointers. What's the last one?
Last one is people staying at home, for example, when they leave shopping malls or any, let's say you're still working and you drive home, your home driveway.
Driveway. Ooh.
Normally, right. Normally in the year, driveways contribute to 69% of vehicle hijacking, but it falls during December because your routine is erratic now. Okay. It's not like 6:30, 7:30 in the morning going to the office, 4:30, 6 o'clock going home. Mm. So when you guys go home, it's irrelevant if it's auto or non-auto gate. If there's a motor vehicle behind you and it's between 80 and 100 meters behind you, don't think it's nothing. The robbers like to follow at a distance like that, about four properties. The robber knows. Your eye will tell you they are far, I'll be in long before they get there. And you won't be able to see who's in the car behind you. Little bit of effort. Stop parallel in the road, for example. Make sure it's safe before you open the gate. Be careful if there's a car behind you. What the robbers do is they see you stopping parallel. You're sending a message of, oh, you clever. They sometimes overtake now.
Okay, so hold on. What do you mean by stopping parallel? Don't go stop in front of your gate. No. Stop in the road.
In the road, parallel to your gate.
It makes sense. Because yes. Then you can still drive off.
Yeah.
You've got escape routes forward, sideways, backwards. The robber now sees you've stopped like that. They sometimes come from behind and overtake you. They know your brain will say it's nothing. There they go.
You're safe.
When they overtake you, you will not have three men looking at you like this. You might only have the driver of their car. The other two guys, we say they're sleeping. They go lower than the window. If where you have stopped parallel to the end of your road now, it is anything 100 meters and less, the robber says, I would be able to get to the end of the road, make a U-turn and return. Time is on my side. The distance is short. If the distance is further than 100 meters, they overtake, they go three, four houses down and they stop opposite side of the road. They watch. If your gate opens and you drive in or you get out, they reverse and make U-turn and come back to your driveway. So stop parallel. Open gate as soon as you in. Stop. That gate must close behind you immediately. Let's not let hijacking roll over into a house robbery.
Richard, thanks again for your time. Much, much appreciated. A whole lot to take in. Some very, very important safety tips this morning that we'll put up for you on audio on demand on jacarandafm.com. People love sharing things on WhatsApp groups and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
This would be well worth sharing. How many years have you spent in crime prevention?
34 years, 29 years as police detective, and overall 34 years.
Amazing. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated, Richard. Good to see you. Gaan bietjie daar. Gee sonus 'n paar minute dan sit op daar audio on demand op jacarandafm.com. I'd love to make not one winner but two winners in our Santam most loved local business competition. Have you entered? Have you told us about your favorite local business? I hope so, because it's next.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda